Lopsided Religion by Harvey Newcomb, The Young Lady's Guide to the Harmonious Development of Christian Character, 1843. There is, perhaps, a peculiar tendency to lopsided religion in our age of excitement and activity. Nothing delights the senses like harmony. The eye rests with pleasure on the edifice which is complete in all its parts, according to the laws of architecture. And the sensation of delight is still more exquisite on viewing the harmonious combination of colors as exhibited in the rainbow or the flowers of the field. The ear also is ravished with a harmony of musical sounds, and the palate is delighted with savory dishes. The beauty and loveliness of Christian character depend on the harmonious culture of all the Christian graces in due proportion. If one is deficient and another too prominent, the idea of deformity strikes the mind with painful sensations, like harsh, discordant musical sounds, or like the disproportionate combination of colors. Where all the graces exist in due proportion, they will form a lovely character, harmonious and beautiful as the colors of the rainbow. The beauty of the Christian character greatly depends on its symmetrical proportions. A person may be very zealous in some things, and yet quite defective in his Christian character, and the probability is that he has no more true religion than shows itself in its consistent proportions. The new energy imparted by the regenerating grace of God may unite itself with the strong points of his character and produce a very prominent development, while in regard to those traits of character which are naturally weak in his constitutional temperament, grace may be scarcely perceptible. The error lies in cultivating almost exclusively those graces which are most agreeable with our prominent traits of character. We should bend our energies by the grace of God chiefly to the development of those points of character which are naturally weak, while we discipline, repress, and bring under control those which are too prominent. This will prevent deformity and promote a uniform consistency of character. The perfection of Christian character consists in the harmonious development of the Christian graces.